Forest Supervisor Tom Wagner says he received official word late Wednesday evening and began calling employees back to work first thing Thursday morning.
I probably have about 50% of my workforce back now, and the remainder will be up and operational tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
The shutdown forced the National Forest to cut its staff down to roughly 16 employees. As the shutdown dragged on, Wagner says he had to close recreational sites and bathroom facilities. He says this was an issue during the Columbus Day weekend.
Many people had to change their plans and use either private or state campgrounds or go to other parts on the forest that didn't have those developed facilities.
He expects forest operations to be back to normal by midday Friday. For NHPR News, I'm Michael Brindley.